This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
100.7 star, ladies and gentlemen, the Lieutenant Governor of the state of Pennsylvania, Mr. John Fetterman.
Yeah! Wow!
You're too kind. I don't deserve any of that, but thank you.
Are you kidding me? The humility. You're so humble.
It's all true. Thank you. I don't. But you're very kind. What's going on,
Lieutenant Governor? I don't know. You know, when you were the mayor of Braddock, do you remember when you first came on Bubba's show? I think it was your first year of being the mayor of Braddock, and we called you because it was like negative 20 degrees outside, and all we wanted to know is whether you were.
I don't think it was my first year, but it was more early on. Are you wearing shorts? It was kind of like, are you a true believer? And
yes.
I was like, yeah. And I remember texting you a picture of it. Like,
it's true. That's what. Yes.
And then the controversy, not controversy, but the question yesterday was, were you going to wear a suit? And you looked amazing in your suit.
Well, that's a darn lie. But I appreciate it. But thank you anyway. I don't know how the legend ever gets started that I was going to come in and refuse to wear a suit or whatever. I would never want something like that to be a distraction from getting things done. So those are the rules. And I'll certainly play by them if that just allows everyone to focus on what's important, getting it done.
Well, you know, it's funny. You said something. I don't remember where I saw, whether it was the news or the newspaper. You and I are very similar. You know why? Because I am also a Vinnie Pie guy.
Oh my God, it's a work of art. Not only is it like delicious, when they pull it out of the oven, it's just like I get tears in my eye when they pull it out of the corner. It's incredible and unlike any other pizza anywhere.
The best in the world.
So yeah, it's a treasure. It's a national treasure. I'd love to get it designated as a Commonwealth of Pennsylvania treasure.
The Vinnie Pie. The other thing that I think is just amazing, and I'm your biggest fan, is the fact, I mean, you're going to continue to live in Braddock. Your family's going to live in Braddock. You're not going to be living in the Lieutenant Governor house. I think you made a comment, and now I'm paraphrasing. You said something like, if my kids can swim in the pool, then all Pennsylvania children should be able to swim in the pool there.
Yeah, that was the sentiment. I said, if my children are welcome in that pool, then all children should be welcome in that pool because it's paid by everybody. Pennsylvania, I discovered this over the last several weeks, is that Pennsylvania is the only state that provides a residence like that. And it's very, very gracious of the Commonwealth. But the Commonwealth doesn't owe me a roof over my head. I'm responsible for that and my family. Our home's in Braddock, and that's going to stay. I'm here just to serve, and that's what we're doing.
That's right. Now, how many years do you think it'll take for you to run for president?
I don't know if I'm blushing. I don't know if that's coming across over the phone. You're too kind. I'm just so happy to be your Lieutenant Governor, and we had a lovely inauguration and got a chance to meet and thank so many people. It was just wonderful.
Yeah, and the thing is, and by the way, if I lived in Braddock, by the way, I would go to the next council meeting because I would be willing to take that 5-minute audition to be the next mayor. But the problem is, whoever gets it based on a 5-minute audition, they've got some huge, and not just because you're 6'8", they've got some huge shoes to fill. Will you be there to support the next mayor of Braddock?
Well, I don't have huge shoes to fill. It was just the incredible partnerships that we were able to develop that was able to move Braddock forward. I was just a part of that. Two, I would proudly support the next mayor, because he or she, I know, will be selected based on their willingness and their desire to keep moving Braddock forward. And in my new role, I am at Braddock's service as any other community. And if there's anything I can do in my new role, I'm still going to be pulling for Braddock, not only as a former mayor, but as a proud resident and as the Commonwealth Lieutenant Governor.
Wow. Well, listen, we know you have a busy schedule. We don't want to keep you much longer. We just wanted to say thank you. And by the way, my daughter just texted me. She is a sophomore in college, and she wants to get into some kind of politics. She said that she's going to be sending me a resume to send you for an internship this summer. So just get ready for that.
Yeah, well, it sounds good. We would love to have, you know, interns over the summer. That's great.
That's awesome.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
He put you on the spot. He really
I'm
just
did. Reading a text.
Oh, let me tell you, my chief of staff was an intern and a volunteer, you know, for my first campaign.
Wow.
And he managed my last race. So yeah, it's
you never know.
It's incredible. So yeah, and it's the people's office, and we want to expose as many people to the process, because it really is a democracy, and it doesn't work unless more and more people participate.
Well, listen, thank you so much. Once again, this is your first full day on the job, and the fact that you just took a few minutes to talk to the city of Pittsburgh and say and check in and, yep. and talk to our Bubba Show family. We're beyond thankful. We wish you nothing but the best of luck.
Yep.
We know you'll do amazing. We are supporting you 1,000%. If you ever need us or our Bubba Show family, please don't hesitate to reach out. Thank you so much. Good luck. And don't be a stranger. We've got your number now, and you've got ours.
Thank you for your gracious interview and interest. But I'm always delighted. Don't ever hesitate to reach out. And thank you so much.
We won't stalk, honest. I promise.
And by the way, if your wife needs any help with her thing in Braddock with the clothing in the store, we're always available to volunteer and help.
Yeah, well, the free store has been great, and absolutely. So yeah, and then she's gonna keep doing what she does too.
You know, awesome.
We're really not changing much, other than I'll be spending more time in Harrisburg. So
well, that's awesome. Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman, thanks for being on Bubba Show.
Okay, thank you.
Bye bye. Awesome. He's unbelievable.
So appreciative he came on the show.
I'm a fan.
I know.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.